Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 5th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Impact of standardized team-based care on cardiogenic shock outcomes over time. This study investigated the impact of implementing standardized team-based protocols on cardiogenic shock outcomes over time. Researchers analyzed 1,453 consecutive patients from a single-center cardiogenic shock registry, comparing outcomes between two periods, 2017 to 2019 and 2020 to 2022. This methodology aimed to determine the influence of multidisciplinary management strategies on patient outcomes. The research establishes a crucial framework for evaluating the effectiveness of structured care approaches in this critical condition. Article number 2. SPIROMICS-HEF. PEF, Rationale, Design, and Reproducibility of Measures. The SPIROMICS-HEF. PEF study outlines its rationale and design for investigating the complex interplay between chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. This research specifically tests hypotheses linking new computed tomography emphysema subtypes with distinct cardiovascular phenotypes, including cor pulmonale and cor pulmonale parvis. The study also focuses on common airway branch variations and the reproducibility of its measures, establishing a robust framework for future discoveries. This work is crucial for identifying shared underlying mechanisms and improving management strategies for patients with these often coexisting conditions. Article number 3. Clinical and cardiovascular magnetic resonance characteristics of veteran male endurance athletes with atrial fibrillation, VENTOUXAF, DVENTOUXAF. Cross-sectional study investigated factors associated with atrial fibrillation in 39 veteran male endurance athletes, a population known for increased AFib risk. Researchers aimed to determine if left atrial remodeling, assessed by cardiovascular magnetic resonance, exercise blood pressure, and bradyarrhythmia detected by implantable loop recorders, were linked to atrial fibrillation. This research provides a crucial methodological approach to unravel the unclear pathogenesis of atrial fibrillation in this unique athletic cohort. The findings will help inform targeted screening and preventive strategies for these individuals. Article number 4. Dual contrast-enhanced microcomputed tomography uncovers leaflet-dependent patterns of macrocalcification, fibrous extracellular matrix remodeling, and adipocyte degeneration in calcific aortic stenosis. This cross-sectional study utilized dual contrast-enhanced microcomputed tomography to uncover distinct leaflet-dependent patterns of macrocalcification, fibrous extracellular matrix remodeling, and adipocyte degeneration in calcific aortic stenosis. Researchers investigated 45 diseased and 39 control tricuspid aortic valve leaflets, providing detailed insights into the specific pathological variations between different leaflets. The study confirmed interleaflet differences, advancing the understanding of aortic valve disease progression beyond generalized observations. This detailed characterization offers crucial information for developing more precise diagnostic tools and targeted therapeutic strategies for calcific aortic stenosis. Article number 5. Admixture mapping of lipid traits in Hispanic Americans. This study leveraged admixture mapping to characterize fine-scale population structure and identify genomic loci associated with lipid traits in Hispanic Americans. Researchers analyzed 105,108 participants from the multi-ethnic EMERGE III cohort, defining genetically admixed Hispanic Americans as individuals with 10% or greater Native American genetic ancestry. The study successfully applied reference panels from the 1,000 Genomes Project and a Native American cohort to delineate population structure. This research provides a crucial framework for understanding genetic predispositions to dyslipidemia and can inform targeted prevention and treatment strategies for admixed populations. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description. or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.